Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
Bravery. Resilience. Principle. These are the stories of ordinary people making the decision to be extraordinary. This is Courage Boys.
Wallace Hartley was polishing his shoes on the second-class deck when a thud caught his attention. He paused for a second, shook his head, and finished polishing. Below him, water poured in, 14 feet high after 10 minutes. Shortly, water was up to the mailroom, 24 feet high. Unaware of the severity of the leak, Wallace grabbed his tuxedo jacket and his baton. He climbed the stairs to the first-class dining room, where his band members met him. They were preparing to play when the announcement came from the ship's captain, Captain Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been an incident. Kindly make your way to the deck.
The dining room slowly emptied of tuxedos and ball-gown-clad guests. They carried their champagne in their handbags. The president of the White Star Line, Joseph Ismay, assured the passengers that everything was fine as the ship officers uncovered the lifeboats. In the wireless Marconi radio room, the operators were beginning to send signals about the collision with an iceberg. To maintain the calm atmosphere, Wallace Hartley, the orchestra conductor, tapped his baton. The musicians lifted their instruments and followed suit with a European waltz. Passengers on the top began to drink again. But below, the seamen quarters were flooding. The humongous ship began to lean slightly.
Load the lifeboats,
came the order from the bridge, still trying to remain all business, and the band played on. Minutes later, the first boat was lowered, half empty. Others followed as wealthy passengers placed trunks and treasures on the boats next to them. And within just an hour after the Titanic had sunk the iceberg, the last few lifeboats were being prepared. Passengers moved from bow to stern to find that only about 210 possible seats remained on the lifeboats. But over 1,600 people were still on the ship. And the band played on. Without wavering, they played a new song. One that everyone knew the words. An officer fired warning shots to keep the men from crowding out the women and children off the lifeboats. And the band played on. A Southampton man, Mr. Clark, took his wife by both arms and set her into the lifeboat. With only one step between him and life, he put someone else, a stranger, in his seat. Later, Mrs. Clark noted the poignancy of the moment. She saw men on their knees singing a familiar hymn, accompanying more than 1,500 souls to an icy grave. Wallace Hartley, the director, the son of a Methodist minister in England, had called for the song, Nearer My God to Thee. Angels were beckoning, and the band played on. Even as Mr. Ismay snuck his partially loaded boat into the water and skulked off into the night, the band played. Captain Smith released the officers,
every man for himself,
and returned to the bridge to go down with the ship. But the band never stopped. Not until the great vessel lurched forward, tipping vertically, making it impossible to stand on the ship any longer. The Titanic then rocked back and snapped in half. Some would question the wisdom in continuing to play when the eight musicians, all grown men, could have assisted in ushering women and children to the boats, or even saved themselves. Some would ask, what difference did their music make to those going down with a ship anyway? My answer? Probably a big difference. So, courage, boys. When the world shifts around you, stay the course. Make another man's journey less frightening, more beautiful. Because maybe, just maybe, that's why God put you there.
Courage Boys. Hear all the episodes on demand at glennbeck.com/courage.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
In fact, impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.